Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What do you see happening in your own life, in your world? No doubt you witness joyful sights, the birth of a healthy child, a sports victory, a marriage anniversary trip, a graduation ceremony, a retirement party. But there are also plenty of troubling sights that you see with your eyes and that dwell in your mind. A terrorist attack, vicious activity on the campaign trail, a loved one laid to rest, job termination papers, divorce decrees, defeat, signs of mortality, sin in general. We can easily become fixated on things good and bad in this life, but it's important for us to deal with all of life's experiences with the perspective of faith in Jesus as our Savior. The Bible passage today gives this encouragement. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. It is an encouragement that God gives to us when the things we see and experience in this life get us down. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the object and the source of our faith and hope, who strengthens the faith he gives through his gospel promises. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who now sits at God's right hand in a position of all power and authority, ruling over the events of this world for the sake of his followers. Jesus is the unchanging, unshifting, solid, and steady rock on which to base our faith and build our lives. By fixing eyes of faith on him, he gives us perspective, steadiness, and strength through all events of life, good and bad. He gives our life real meaning, joy during earthly sorrow, and the sure hope of glorious life with God forever. No matter what we see in this world with our eyes, let's fix our eyes, the eyes of faith, on Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, there are so many things, good and bad, that I see in this world that threaten to divert my gaze from you. Help me to always focus on you and your forgiving grace, my Savior, brother, and friend. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.